Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with Steve Walker of Change the World Music Org. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. I heard you went
Good.
skiing today.
I did go skiing today. We have amazing skiing up in the Northwest, so I take advantage of it every chance I get.
Great. Can you tell me about your organization, Change the World Music?
Yeah, it's really an exciting opportunity that we've been developing over the last few months, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own through a partnership that we created with Aipius, which is a social commerce network for downloads for independent artists. We realized the platform was really an exceptional platform for creating a charitable download. So I think kind of the best way to describe it is like a charitable iTunes. So what we've done is we started to license music from independent artists, and we will be going out and licensing music that's exclusive from major label and major independent label artists as well. But the way it's set up is you'll be able to come and purchase music from independent artists all the way up to the superstars, and all the proceeds will go to grassroots charitable organizations. So again, charitable iTunes is the best way to describe it. The store launches in June, which we're really excited about. We've been invited to come down next week and present it to the Warped Tour sponsors and charitable organizations. So we're starting to get a little bit of a snowball rolling, and it's growing very quickly.
Cool. If bands want to sign up and participate before your June launch, how would they contact you?
It's really easy. Go to the website. It's changeworldmusic.org. Just click on contact. It'll come to information at changeworldmusic.org, and we'll send you the information that you need. It's a really, really basic, non-exclusive license. You can still sell your music through iTunes or anybody else you want to sell them through, but we'll be able to. Any of the sales that come through us will again go to the grassroots experience. So yeah, just come to the website, click contact, and we'll get you the information that you need, and then basically give us the files, and we'll put them up and start selling them on your behalf.
And what charities will benefit from the downloads?
That is something that we're currently working on. It'll be a menu of charities, so it'll either the purchaser will be able to direct according to the menu that will be changing constantly. It'll probably every month or so we will change the menu, and you'll be able to direct according to that menu. Now, we want it to be a community, so we're also going to be asking you for suggestions in charitable organizations that you would like to see maybe would be able to participate. So, we're going to be very open to lots of different experiences, charitable experiences. We really want to focus on the grassroots. We realize that there are, big charitable organizations that, are really able to raise funds. We want to focus on those little guys that really don't have the ability to pull those funds together. And we're talking about things like, maybe school programs that are music related here in the US, or feeding an orphanage for a month in India, or helping build a school in another third world country. So we're looking for those kinds of opportunities. And again, very open to suggestions from anybody within our community.
How much will a download cost?
We're looking at the 99-cent model because it just seems to be the standard. Some people have suggested maybe a little bit more because it is charitable, but we're going to probably stick within there. And at some point the artist will be able to dictate it as well.
Do you know what the breakdown will be? How much a charity will get, and how much your organization will keep, and the band will get?
We're actually looking for the bands to contribute 100% of what they would normally get. We're trying to keep it where 70%, minimum of 70%, goes back into the community, which is extremely high for a charitable organization. And that is our goal, is to keep it 70% or better going to the charitable organization. So, like any charity, you have to take care of your administrative costs. But overall, I think that, 70% is quite exceptional.
Yeah, that's great. All right, well then we'll just stay in touch, and hopefully in June you can let Pirate Pods know when you launch your site.
That is awesome, and I really, really appreciate you letting us share this with you.
Would you mind giving us a pirate R or a pirate impression?
Okay. Arr!
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.